As we approach the end of the school year, at least here in Colorado, I thought we would have a podcast that just was fun. This podcast is things I never thought I'd say during rehearsal. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I hope that some of these are fun for you. Some of these are compiled from my own sayings, and others are compiled from other directors. Here's the first one. Turn off your shoes during rehearsal. I'm guessing that that was a pair of shoes that had lights or sounds to them. There was a thief here in Colorado Springs a number of years ago, about 15 years ago, who actually got caught. He had just robbed a store. And he was running through the woods trying to evade police, but he had those light-up shoes that every time his foot struck the ground, they sent a little flash of light so that the police could follow him. Number two, this is to a bass player. Don't lick the strings. I wonder about the problems with braces. Could you imagine calling the nurse in because the bass player is stuck to his string by his braces? Number three, peanut butter does not have the same viscosity as chapstick. I did not know that band directors could use big words like viscosity. Number four, do not pick your nose and wipe the finding on the stand. I once had a girl who could play the clarinet through her nose. I didn't believe her. I was like, there's no way you can play that clarinet. And she proceeded to demonstrate to me as she shoved the clarinet gently into one of her nostrils and then blew through her nose, and the clarinet played, and she played a little tune on it. Funny thing was, nobody asked to borrow her clarinet ever. This was a girl who also acted like she was a dog on the floor one time, and she found a piece of pepperoni from a band party 2 or 3 days before and threw it into her mouth. I was so troubled that I debated whether to call her parents. She was probably in 6th or 7th grade at that point. But I decided, you know what? This is serious enough. And I prefaced the conversation with, I have something serious to tell you about. And I thought they would be as disturbed as I was. They said, oh, that's it? They thought that was kind of a normal thing that she did. Number five, don't pee in the practice room. All I can say is I'm glad that wasn't my student. Number six, take the coat hanger out of your nose. Number seven, everyone freeze. I'll catch the snake. That would have scared the tar out of me if I had been that director. Number eight, quit picking old reeds out of the trash. I knew a student who would get old reeds from the clarinet players, and she liked to suck on them. She wasn't even in band, but she would ask for the old reeds, and I just thought that was about the most disgusting thing. Number nine, stop dabbing to Twinkle Twinkle, a Little Star. It's not that lit. That comment gets 2 points. My students make fun of me and almost run away if I ever use the word lit. Number 10, why are you licking the music stand? Number 11, go to the nurse. Maybe they can get your hand out of the saxophone. Number 12, one time I said, it's not any fun until someone gets hurt. And obviously I meant it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. The kids laughed and made fun of me for a week after that. Hope that this has brightened your day.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.